The Pontifical Council for Culture and the Pontifical Council for the Laity held a joint press conference at the Vatican on Thursday, during which they presented the new lines of cultural approach to sport. The new approach is aimed at coming to an understanding of sport as a privileged place for dialogue among church, culture and youth. The conference also provided an opportunity to present the Pontifical Council for Culture's new department dedicated to culture and sport, which will work closely with the Church and Sport section of the Pontifical Council for the Laity and the John Paul II Foundation for Sport. One of those who participated in the press briefing was Father Kevin Lixey, who was responsible for the Church and Sport section at the Council for the Laity. He spoke with Chris Altieri.
Well, on one hand, we want to announce something we've been doing for the last year and a half, you know, this school of study on different sports issues. And to a certain extent, these scandals in Italian football and then with the Holy Father's message for the European Championship just said, well, maybe we should make this more public, what we're doing here, to see that the Church is not abandoning sport, no? And at the same time, there's still a lot of good in sport. So I think it's just kind of an idea that maybe it's a moment for the Church to kind of show that it is concerned and that it is, you know, actively working and trying to stimulate a little bit more of the pastoral work with sport, no, whether it's on the international level, the professional level, but above all on the pastoral level. And so just to say, hey, the Church is alive, the Vatican is also concerned, and here we are. No?
You know, when I was playing growing up, I mean, the reasons to play were to, you know, have fun, build character, and stay healthy. Has that changed?
Well, I think it's changed, not something we've welcomed, no, but the fact that one of our strategies in the Vatican, and this is kind of on an international level, but obviously my own experience coming from the United States, is to keep sport playful, no, and to make it that element still that's not something so their little kid becomes a champion. No? So this is something taken for granted, but at the same time, we need to have parents, have others to sit down and say, look, why am I taking my kids, driving them to these different sporting activities? There has to be that this is about recreation. It's healthy recreation. I think it's much better than being at home alone or being in the computer, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the social element is a good thing. The formative element can be a good thing depending on the coach or who's behind the program. But this idea that it should be a moment of relaxation, of fun, and this is sometimes often overlooked when it should be front and center.
Going back, shifting back to the major sports, the professional sports, we've always had heroes who were sports figures. We tend culturally to lionize them. Is it possible that there's a qualitative difference between the way that happens now through media exploitation of sports figures, et cetera, the idea that they are always role models, et cetera, from simply the figure of the sportsman that was once held up?
Well, certainly there is, you know, the fact that a certain number of a Barcelona jersey will sell much more than, you know, another unknown number. So there is that factor, no, that this is a driving market of economy as well, no. So the sports hero becomes a way to sell a jersey, no, which is revenue, et cetera, et cetera. So that they can't deny that that's in place. But at the same time, this thirst for the young people to have role models, no. I think we have to see that this is part of everyone's path, especially the young. They look up to others. They want to look up to others outside of their parents that will reinforce maybe what their parents are saying. So if a sports star or celebrity or someone who plays well, who's known for their sportsmanship, can also be, in a certain way, reinforce these virtues that can be in sport, teamwork, fair play, this idea of bettering oneself, one's goals, discipline. You know, this can help to reinforce maybe these human virtues that, you know, even popes going back to Pius XII have always reinforced this idea that the human virtues in sport are kind of like this pedestal for the theological virtues in that sense. But this is something that we don't hear too much anymore. So this could be one aspect.
We sort of stopped emphasizing the importance of formation in what we call the cardinal virtues, mm-hmm. Classically, almost as though the theological virtues could replace them as opposed to inform them and perfect them. Right. So this is a broader catechetical problem in the life of the Church. What does sport education through sport have to bring to that?
No, definitely it's this idea of grace perfecting nature, no, is also should be at the base of sport. Obviously, it doesn't happen. It happens, you know, through virtues, through practice. You know, practice makes perfect. This part of sport is often typically under-evaluated. But so that it's this whole sport becomes a vehicle or almost like a method, a way, a course, itinerary for someone to better themselves. And so we can't presuppose that, if I can't, how can I follow the commandments if I have no will, no, if my willpower is weak? So this idea that building our will, forming this self-control of ourselves, our passions, can help us also to follow Christ. No? So the sequela Christi implies, I think, already a certain base of human virtues.